to Piano Social Directory. This podcast is dedicated to promoting pianos, music, music education, and the people that make up our industry. You may find us at www.pianosd.com or simply search Piano Social Directory. Hello, my name is Rick Overton, and welcome to the Piano Social Directory podcast. Just a quick note to update you on the happenings around Piano Social Directory. Because of the outpouring of requests and some very cool things that we have going on, we've absolutely been inundated with teachers, tuners, and industry people signing up at www.pianosd.com. To date, we have now covered about 30 states and cataloged over 10,000 pages of information and still growing, and that has all occurred in not quite 90 days. So I just can't tell you how excited we are to be helping people all over the United States and promoting what to me is the most important business on earth, and that's the piano business. Well, last week we told you about Duo Petrov playing at SoCal Pianos in San Marcos, and they played to a standing room only crowd. That was the I was not able to attend, and from all that people have been telling me, the concert was absolutely incredible. They told me that their timing was impeccable and the delivery of their music and their selections were outstanding. So I was pleased, very pleased, to hear that the evening was a huge success. Just within the past couple of days, SoCal Pianos has announced that they'll be having another event with the infamous Cecil Ramirez. If you have never had the opportunity to hear Cecil in concert, let me just tell you, he is one of the most gifted and talented performers of jazz music that you will ever have the opportunity to hear. He has performed, in too many venues and concert halls to even mention. When you hear Cecil play, you'll be impressed with his incredible interpretations that will just leave you totally astonished at his talent. Truly an incredible, incredible performer. I went this afternoon and found a five-minute performance of his that I know that you're going to enjoy, and I will be back with you to give you the concert information and some bio information on Mr. Ramirez as soon as it's over. So listen now to Cecil Ramirez, who is having an upcoming concert at SoCal Pianos in San Marcos, as well as Ontario, California, playing from his CD entitled Talk to the Hand, I Feel Like Making Love. Now, what did I tell you? I knew that you were going to enjoy that. He is, you're in for quite a treat. Straight from their press release, SoCal Pianos presents jazz pianist Cecil Ramirez. Cecil Ramirez is a very smooth artist, jazz artist from Sacramento, California. His piano style has been compared to Brian Simpson and Jeff Lorber. Cecil's album Talk to the Hand is a smooth blend of danceable rhythms, emotional ballads, and smooth R&B grooves. His album reflects jazz, rhythm and blues, Latin and Brazilian influences, and features Cecil's playings, his writings, and some of his arrangements. Now, this is a free concert they'll be having. It's co-sponsored by Mason Hamlin Pianos, truly a very nice piano. I'm sure that he'll be playing on a Mason Hamlin the night of the performance, and I can tell you that is a great piano. Seating is very limited, and an RSVP is going to be required for the evening. So here's the instructions. To RSVP, you can either call or email, whichever is more a little more convenient for you. So please, if you were to email, include your name, your phone number, and how many guests you are anticipating bringing with you that evening. In San Marcos, which is just north of San Diego, Cecil will be in concert at San Marcos location of SoCal Pianos Tuesday, April the 10th at 7 p.m. Their address is 307 East Carmel Street in San Marcos, California. Their phone number there is 760-744-9320. And if you'd like, you can RSVP, you can email to rickr@socalpianos.com. If you were to email for the San Marcos location, email again to rickr@socalpianos.com and include your name, your phone number, and how many guests you anticipate bringing. Also, on Wednesday, April the 11th at 6 o'clock, at the Ontario location of SoCal Pianos at 740 South Rochester in Ontario, California. Their phone number there is 909-605-6457. If you'd like to email your request or your RSVP, you may email Joseph T. That's J-O-S-E-P-H-T at SoCalPianos.com. And, of course, SoCalPianos.com website is SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, Pianos.com. Congratulations to all the folks at SoCal Pianos for this performance date. Incredible. You can't miss this one. I know that you're going to enjoy it. Teaching has been a very important part of Cecil's life. Without a teacher, he would not have had the direction that he needed in order to get where he was going. That's why I encourage everyone that can get with a teacher, please get with a teacher that can relate to you and someone that you can trust with your musical journey. Some people have asked, why do you refer to this as a musical journey so often? Well, that's because that's exactly what I think this is. You start out your journey thinking that you're going to go in one direction. When you wind up getting where you're headed, you're in an entirely different direction than what you originally planned. For myself, when I learned to create music, I learned to create music based on my personal interpretations of what I wanted to express. So in my case, my taste tends to lean a little bit more to religious music, hymns of the church, and that type of thing. But I like to throw in some obvious jazz chord progressions that tend to make the hymn seem just a little bit more interesting. And that's the direction that I took when I was listening, because I listened to a lot of the jazz greats of my era, and I took a lot of my interpretations, and I hear a particular song, and I don't just hear the hymn, but I also hear some chord progressions that are around it, and I've had some great teachers along the way who've helped me understand what it was that I was exactly listening to. So with their information, and armed with what they've taught me, I've been able to go back to those hymns and put in, you know, diminished chords or augmented chords or seven chords or major seven chords or whatever the case may be, to make that song a little bit more interesting and help me communicate what I'm trying to express. Teachers help instruct you with information to the point that you can understand a little clearer about what it is that you want, and then then how you can get there. Well, that's it for this podcast. This was an Easter edition of the podcast. It's absolutely beautiful on the coast of California. Sunshiny. It's 70 degrees and just incredible. We're looking forward for a very nice Easter weekend. I hope that your family and your friends have a very good Easter, and we'll see you next time. My name is Rick Overton, and thank you for joining us at the Piano Social Directory. Thank you for listening to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. We appreciate your comments and questions. Look for new podcasts and sign up to receive updates at www.pianosd.com, the official website of Piano Social Directory.